Alright folks, welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to power through life's challenges. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, here to keep it real, keep it practical, and keep you motivated. Now, let's be honest, life can throw some serious curveballs at us, right? Sometimes we feel like we're juggling a million things, deadlines are looming, stress levels are through the roof, and the chill vibe is just a distant memory. Ever felt like that? You know that feeling when your to-do list feels longer than the periodic table and you just want to crawl under the covers and hibernate until it all blows over? Well, guess what? We've all been there. That feeling of being overwhelmed is totally normal. But here is the Stoic twist. It doesn't have to rule your life. Today, we're diving deep into how to stay positive even when you feel like you're drowning in a sea of DDoS. First things first, let's acknowledge that feeling. Don't try to suppress it or pretend everything is sunshine and rainbows. Stoicism isn't about burying your emotions, it's about understanding them. So take a moment, breathe deep, and say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling overwhelmed right now, that's okay. Accepting the reality of the situation is the first step towards reclaiming control. Next up, remember that you can only control what's within your circle of influence. There are tons of things in life that are totally out of our hands, traffic jams, unexpected rain, that one coworker who leaves the dirty dishes everywhere, seriously, people. Focus your energy on the things you can control. Your attitude, your actions, and how you choose to respond to challenges. Remember that old saying, don't sweat the small stuff. Well, Stoicism takes it a step further. It encourages us to assess what truly matters and let go of trivial concerns. Is that missed deadline really going to impact your life in the grand scheme of things? Probably not. But stressing about it will definitely eat away at your positive energy. Now, I know you're probably thinking, easier said than done, Brandon. And trust me, I get it. Sometimes those anxieties can feel like a runaway train barreling towards our happiness. That's why practicing gratitude is so important. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, a loving family, a supportive friend, a delicious cup of coffee or tea, no judgment here. Shifting your focus to the positive can work wonders for your outlook. Finally, remember that you are not alone in this journey. We all experience periods of overwhelm and negativity. Lean on your support network, talk to someone you trust, or even just take a walk in nature and reconnect with yourself. Remember, building resilience is a marathon, not a sprint. Be kind to yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep pushing forward. Now, let me tell you a quick story about this. I was once juggling a major project deadline, a family event, and trying to plan a surprise birthday party all at the same time. It felt like my brain was on fire, and every time I thought I had everything under control, something else would pop up. But then, I took a step back and reminded myself that I could only control what was within my circle of influence, focusing on completing tasks one by one and staying organized. I also made time for quick moments of gratitude. Enjoying a good cup of coffee, taking a walk in the park, and spending quality time with loved ones. And guess what? The world didn't implode. In fact, everything turned out pretty darn well. So, there you have it, 5 powerful Stoic principles to help you stay positive when feeling overwhelmed. Remember, accept your emotions, focus on what you can control, let go of the small stuff, practice gratitude, and never forget that you are not alone in this journey. By applying these techniques, I guarantee you'll feel a shift in your mindset, a renewed sense of calm and control, even when life throws its curveballs your way. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on today's episode. What Stoic principle resonates with you the most? How do you stay positive when feeling overwhelmed? Let me know in the comments below or over on our social media channels. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review, it helps others find their way to Fortitude First. Until next time, keep striving for strength, clarity, and resilience. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.